My first impressions and quick review of Stephen Moffat's The Angels Take Manhattan, the final episode of Doctor Who before the Christmas special. Well, we've speculated along the way that Series 7 had some deeper context to it, that perhaps it was being bounced around in time, or that we were seeing things in a fashion that was meant to reveal some greater story in the whole. But all of that timey-wimey speculation was nothing in the end. Angels Take Manhattan is a traditional end-of-companion story. It occurs at the end of their time with the Doctor, and nothing more. In this story, the angels, the Weeping Angels, who are used better in this than they were in Flesh and Stone and Time of Angels, because they're back to kind of what they're supposed to be, sending people back in time, feeding on the energy. And Rory first runs afoul of them, and the Doctor and Amy, well, they rescue him. But in the end, well, we know this is the final episode for Rory and Amelia Williams. And it is a sad farewell, but despite all assurances from the production company, there were no tears in this household. Although the kids were scared, as always, by the angels. I think this was the most solid story of the entire series. And right on my face value, I'm not seeing anything to particularly pick on. So, good job. A good farewell story for Amy and Rory. Finally, I am convinced that the two of them are really deeply in love. And they end that way. And that is the happy ending they deserve. Perhaps not so happy for the Doctor. If you want to hear more of our reviews or our longer discussion on episodes of Doctor Who and other classic science fiction, tune into our podcast. Find us on iTunes, or you can find us at podcast.fusionpatrol.com.